How can they pity me after what Mr. Brocklehurst said?
Mr. Brocklehurst is not a god, nor is he even a great and admired man. He's little liked here. He never took steps to make himself liked. Had he treated you as an especial favorite, you would have found enemies, declared or covert, all around you. As it is, the greater number would offer you sympathy if they dared. Teachers and pupils may look coldly on you for a day or two, but friendly feelings are concealed in their hearts, and if you persevere in doing well, these feelings will ere long appear so much the more evidently for the temporary suppression. Besides, Jane... She paused.
"Well, Helen?"
said I, putting my hand into hers. She chafed my fingers gently to warm them, and went on. If all the world hated you and believed you wicked, while your own conscience approved you and absolved you from guilt, you would not be without friends.
No. I know I should think well of myself, but that's not enough. If others don't love me, I would rather die than live. I cannot bear to be solitary and hate it, Helen. Look here, to gain some real affection from you or Miss Temple or any other whom I truly love, I would willingly submit to have the bone of my arm broken, or to let a bull toss me, or to stand behind a kicking horse and let it dash its hoof at my chest.
Hush, Jane. You think too much of the love of human beings. You're too impulsive, too vehement. The sovereign hand that created your frame and put life into it has provided you with other resources than your feeble self, or than creatures feeble as you. Besides this earth, and besides the race of men, there is an invisible world and a kingdom of spirits. That world is round us, for it is everywhere, and those spirits watch us, for they are commissioned to guard us. And if we were dying in pain and shame, if scorn smote us on all sides, and hatred crushed us, angels see our tortures, recognize our innocence, if innocent we be, as I know you are of this charge which Mr. Brocklehurst has weakly and pompously repeated at second hand from Mrs. Reed, for I read a sincere nature in your ardent eyes and on your clear front, and God waits only a separation of spirit from flesh to crown us with a full reward. Why, then, should we ever sink overwhelmed with distress when life is so soon over and death is so certain an entrance to happiness? To glory.